Brian Helsa, we're speaking with State Representative Holly Rader, Republican from Sykeston. Representative, I just, as we record this, this Capitol is as crowded as I've seen. You've got thousands of union members, a couple hundred kids, fine arts students are down here as well, a lot of other students. I just covered the rally. A lot of the union members were out there, and most of them that were standing up were saying that if right to work goes through, wages will go down, workers will get injured. You disagree?
I absolutely disagree. And, you know, the thing is that we don't have to wonder what's going to happen. This is already passed in so many other states in recent years that we can look to those states to see that wages don't go down. You have an influx of jobs at entry-level positions. So when you average it, the average wage might go down because you've got 20,000 new jobs. And so that is just deceptive in the way that it's being explained. And definitely it has nothing to do with injuries. This has nothing to do with safety. All that it is saying is if you want to be a part of the union, you can. If you choose not to be, if you don't think it's a service worth paying for, you are not forced to any longer. But what that does is that takes a risk away from employers, so more employers come, so you have more jobs. And that is what is important right now. We want more jobs, more people getting paid and working in the state of Missouri, not having to travel off. And so I just really encourage the union members to stop listening to the union bosses, to go onto the Department of Labor website and look for themselves at how these other states have added jobs, union jobs and non-union jobs.
Senator Walsh, and I know you and Senator Walsh respect each other.
Absolutely.
And you
absolutely.
And you guys and
yes.
And agree on a lot of issues.
Yes.
You do. But particularly on life issues. But she, on this issue, I know you guys disagree. She pointed to the workers on the scaffolding and way up there, and they're, you know, 200 feet high. She said, if this goes through, the contractors won't use harnesses anymore. Workers will be in danger. She said that. You, how do you feel about that?
You know, OSHA is, that's federal law, and we have to abide by that whether we have right to work or not. OSHA is something that all states have to abide by, and that's not going to change.
Final question for you, and I know you got to testify, Representative. And I think this is an important point. You told me in your office a year ago, you just said it again today, that if this is approved by voters, union and non-union jobs will increase. Talk about that, because I think that's a huge point. That's something you have said for over a year.
Yes, that is a huge point. It's a huge point that gets missed. But if you, I just so strongly encourage to look at these other states that have passed it, at states that do not force their workers to join a union. Those states are the ones increasing in jobs, and those states have union membership increasing, while Missouri has had union membership decreasing every single year for the last, 30 years? And so if you want something different, we must do something different. And one of the things that the other states have done that has increased jobs, union and non-union, has been to pass right to work. And so I'm very excited for us to do this. We saw that when the governor signed this, within the first month, we had people, companies calling our governor saying we want to move to Missouri. So we don't want to have any more hindrance on that. We want to let that go so that these jobs come in and union members don't have to travel out of state just to feed their families.
Anything you would like to add? I know you're very busy. You got a lot going on. Anything you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate you covering both sides of this. And you know, I just really encourage the union members that are concerned right now to just go to those Department of Labor statistics and look at that, because you're going to get some encouragement as to how this is really going to help you and your family.